The Dead Man Speaks. Here, the dead man at whose grave you stand speaks. I do not know your language, and yet you will understand me, because the language of death is common to all, even animals and plants. Are you looking for treasures that have been placed into my grave? Take what you find, because you must know you cannot steal from a dead person. We have nothing, not even life. But please, leave me my peace. You are not a grave robber. I sense that. You are driven by curiosity. You want to know what we were like. We were mortals like you, born from a mother and loved by a woman. We hunted and fought, sowed and reaped, worked hard and celebrated. Oh, how we celebrated! Nobody celebrated like we did. Celebration was the focus of our lives. We would feast for days. Even our ancestors took part. We evoke the glorious past, concluded covenants, and encountered our gods, Toitatis, the god of war, and Senunas, lord of the underworld. As an expression of our mutual loyalty, we men drank from a single cup and ate up what we had hunted down. We camped in a circle atop animal hides, intoxicated by the honey beer and the wine. The buffalo calf on the spit over the fire effused its tantalizing aroma. The bravest of us, or whoever considered himself to be, takes the best piece of meat. That has been the custom for ages. If someone challenges him for it, a fight will ensue. As in a wolf pack, the best bits belong to the leader. I reached for it. Argeteryx, the smith, knocked it out of my hand like a parent punishing a disobedient child. He was a crude fellow, full of pride, but with false humility towards the gods. The men laughed at me. The words of the druid echoed in my ears. Pride is as corruptive as humility. To live, you needed courage most of all. I hit him back, striking him on his temple. He threw himself on me. We fell to the ground. At times he was on top of me, and then I on top of him. A great deal of blood flowed. In the end, he was dead. Yet my standing grew enormously. "You are great," sang the bard. But he was wrong. You who stand at my grave, remember this. Size is not crucial. The bear that slays a sheep does not possess the greatness of the tiny bee who dares to thrust his stinger into an adversary that is 1,000 times larger than he. I know of what I speak. I defeated Argeteryx, yet, in the end, I died of swamp fever through the sting of a tiny mosquito.